down, niku. What?
Mashkin
is tummy. What's the difference? And the water that became tummy. Our nays touched maskin. Mashkin. The water's tummy. Something difference. And now, nikurim nikurim bisa. We found in the dough like a peck digging into the dough. In other words, we know the tarnagol now stuck his nose into the dough. Now we have a suffix to say that maybe the tarnagol first took a sip of the water, and then when the water was in his mouth, he put his mouth into the dough. So it could be that the tarnagol took the mayim tmeim and put it into the dough. So we have a suffix if this dough is tummy or not. So lachar is toilin, that we say this dough now is a suffix whether it's tar or tummy. Therefore, lo yachlim lo suffering, he can't eat it, he can't burn it. There's also only a suffix here. No, I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Lashana, when do we say it's only, when do we say it's a suffix? Ela b'mashkim levonim. If the water is white, I mean, the clear water, so then we can't tell if it's in the dough or not. Ela b'mashkim adumim, let's say it was red or water there, then we say it's tor. Because the misa denokid, because if it happened that the tarnagol took some of that red juice and put it into the dough, made the idea, we should for sure see the red juice in the dough. If we don't see anything red there, that's a proof he didn't put the juice into the dough. Mara says no. The duma maybe belasinu isa. Still, we have a doubt. Maybe put the red water into the dough. Just it seeped in and went into the dough, and now we can't tell. So still, it'll be a suffix. Reb Yechon said, "Dov was there. This thing shama b'ribi. I heard over from a great person, a god lador. El pirshu lo shama. But Rashi says I didn't hear him explain this." That there should be a difference between red or not red. Rashi, the badumim nami hoyle lefarish lechalek. That's like this. That loishanu ela b'mashkim slulim. Even if it's red, it depends only if it's slulim means clear water. Shebabua shotinik. That you can see your shadow in the water. Nikabo. Then you have a suffix. Avo mashkin akurim loy. But if it's dirty water that you can't see a shadow in it, then no. Then also it wouldn't become tummy. All right, we'll stop here. Rashi's here. I mean, he should have made a difference, even though it's red water. But if the water is subtle, clear, you're holding daf peyam a base. The Mishnah says, "Lo yisyached odom im shtei noshim." One man cannot have yichud with two men. There's an iser yichud, and we're afraid that maybe Rashi says that ladies are dait and kalin. Therefore, afraid that maybe the one man will talk both ladies into living with him, and they both agree. Therefore, there's nich isa yichud, the man cannot be alone with two ladies. Avali sha'achas, but one lady, misyachedis im shtei anoshim. One lady is allowed to be alone with two men. Because by men we say they're embarrassed one from the other. So therefore, since there are two men there, they will not like live with her. So that's the difference between two men and two ladies. Rabbi Shimon says, "Af ish echad misyached im shtei noshim." So really, it's a shaila how to be gerus here. One way is like you stop right here. That Rabbi Shimon argues, and Rabbi Shimon says, "No, that one man is allowed to be miyached with two ladies also. Since there are two ladies there, there's no issa yichud." That's one way to be gerus. Other farshim are gerus that goes together. That even Rabbi Shimon says this is only mutter. Bizman she'ishto imoy, only when the man has his wife with him. And then if a man has his wife with him, then v'yoshen imon bepundaki, you're allowed to even like sleep in an inn with the other two ladies, as long as your wife is with you. Mifnei she'ishto misham rosoi, because your wife watches you. Like in your house, you're allowed to have guests over your house, you're allowed to have two other ladies sleeping over your house, as long as your wife is home. Because we say your wife watches you, so then there's no issa yichud. Now, misyached odom im imoy, a son is allowed to have yichud with his mother. There's no issa yichud of mother to a son, v'yim bitoy, or else a father to his daughter. There's no issa yichud. A father is allowed to be alone with his daughter. V'yoshin imohem bekiruv vaso. They're even allowed to sleep close together. When the kids are young, the mother can sleep with a young son, and the father can sleep with his young daughter next to one another. But v'yim higdilu, once the kids grew up, then zu yishona b'ksusa, v'ze yosha b'ksusay. Then still they're allowed to sleep together, but then they're supposed to be wearing clothing. They shouldn't be like just next to one another. Then they should be wearing clothing. So we'll see in the Gemara what this year, how old they have to be. But I call upon as far as the yichud goes, There's no Issa Yichud, a mother with a son, or a father with his daughter. There's no Issa Yichud. They're allowed to sleep together in the same room. Now the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? What's the reason that the Mishnah starts off and says that lo yisyachedim shtei noshim, that one man cannot be together with two ladies? There's an Issa Yichud, one man with two ladies. So Gemara says, my time, tarni devei Eliyahu. Since ladies are easy headed, in other words, they're given easy, so kalas aleihem, they're easy headed. So therefore, we're afraid that this one man will talk into both of them to let them live with him, and maybe he'll live with both ladies. Therefore, one man is not allowed to have yichud with two ladies. Gemara says, now minoha nimili. How do we know this yisoid? Minoha nimili. So Gemara says, mas minoha nimili really. We'll soon see what goes on. You know, in Emilia, Amr Rabbi Yechonah, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, that remez liyichud menatur minayin. Where is there remez that there should be an issa yichud midiraisa, that a man is not allowed to be alone with a lady in the same room? Shenamar the pasuk says ki yisischa chicha beni mecha, that we have to be afraid that the brother of beni mecha, of the same mother, will talk you into like doing avodah zara. The question is, v'chi ben ein mesis, only your brother from the same mother will talk it into you, but ben av ein mesis, but if the brother from the same father, then he won't talk it into you, you don't have to be afraid of him. So what's the difference? Of course you have to be afraid of him. If he's going to tell you to do averus, you have to stay away from him. Elo, the pasuk means like this, Elo loimlo comes to teach us that the ben misyached in imoy, that a son is allowed to be alone with his mother. There's no issa yichud, but the osalis yachedim kol aroyi shabatera. But with anybody else, the son is not allowed to have yichud with. That's why it says ki yisischa chicha beni mecha, as if to say that the son is always with his mother. That a son is allowed to be with his mother. There's no issa yichud a son to his mother, but with everybody else there is an issa yichud that a son should not be with another lady that's osa to him. Rashi de Lohochi, Rashi de Lohochi, Nokat Krua Beni Mechaloima, Shahaben Motso Etzalem, to teach us that a son is always near his mother, that a son is allowed to be Yichud, to be alone with his mother. So that's the positive teaching us. But now the Gemara says, Dabrakopon and Pashtid the Krua Bemaiksiv, Poshid in the Psham, the Posik, what does the Posik mean? Like Poshid, that's not what it means, Beni Mecha. Like, so what's the Poshid Psham, the Posik? Rabbi says, what the Posik means is, Loimi Boy Koma. Not only the son of the mother, but even the son of the father. What does that mean? Loi mi boy, not only shouldn't listen to Ben Av, to your brother, from the same father, to Sonilei. Because then your brother hates you like. Because then it's a question of Yerusha, that since you're both the son of the same father, it's a question you're both Yash and the father. So then your son doesn't like you, your brother doesn't like you, because he doesn't want you to take away the Yerusha. So therefore, then we have to be afraid, that maybe he'll give you bad advice to make you do avodah zara, make you do averus. Therefore, the pasuk says, stay away from him. So not only if it's this brother from your same father, elo afilu ben aim, even if it's only your brother from the same mother, not from the same father, the loisanile doesn't hate you that much. Because since you're not a brother from the same father, you don't have the same Yerusha anyway. You don't, you're Yash and two different fathers anyway. So maybe then, whatever your brother tells you, you should listen to him. Because since he doesn't like you, he's only telling you something good. Maybe you should listen to him. Kamashmalon. That's what the pasuk says. Ki yisischa achicha beni mecha. That if your brother, only from the same mother, starts to talk to you, to tell you to do bad things, stay away from him, do not listen to him. That's the pasuk shan the pasuk. But I call upon him, there's a remez here that a son is allowed to be yichud, to be alone with his mother, but he's not allowed to be alone with anybody else. Now the Gemara says, Neima, let's say, mas nisant loik abishoyl. Let's say, l'chur, our Mishnah goes not like abishoyl. That what our Mishnah says, one man cannot be miyachad with two ladies. Abishoyl says, yes, he's allowed to. The Tanya we learned, kol shloishim yoim. All 30 days, if a kid dies before he's 30 days old, so the locher is yaitza b'chek. When you go to bury him, you don't have to put him into a coffin, you can just almost carry him out in your lap. the kid is less than lived less than 30 days, so by the kfur you don't have to put him in a coffin at all. Yaitza b'cheik. The nikfa, when they go to bury him, you should do it privately. The ishachas, one lady, the mother, Mustamam, Ushnei Anoshim, and two men should be there. But so it comes out that we allow them to go to the Beis HaKvaris, one lady and two men, and there's no issa yichud. So you see, Abishol holds that a lady, we'll soon see. So the Zohar says, ishachas, Ushnei Anoshim, this even Amishta says is good. That one lady could be with two men, that's alright. Avoloi, ish echod, Ushnei Anoshim. But we're not allowed to send out to the Beis HaKvaris one man with two ladies. That's like our Mishnah. Because there's an Issa Yichud. Like the Beis HaKvaros used to be outside the city. So to let them go there alone, it's a Shail of Yichud. So you're not allowed to let one man go with two ladies. But Abishol says no. Af b'yishechud ashtei noshim. We're allowed to let one man go and two ladies. So here you see Abishol holds there's no Issa Yichud. One man with two ladies. So here, that's not like our Mishnah. Tamar says no. Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes like Abishol, I'll tell you. B'shas haninus tova yitzrei. Abishol only said it b'shas you're burying somebody. So b'shat is haninus, you feel bad, there's a mesia, so then you don't have your yetzahara. Then like you mezgabra over yetzahara, here we're not afraid to let one man go with two ladies. Only here is Abishol mekel. But maybe not by a kfura, then Abishol would also agree to our Mishnah that one man cannot be miyachah with two ladies. And the Mora says, for Rabbanan, if so, what's the Rabbanan svar? Why do they hold even Mishas kfura, one man should not be with two ladies? Because Rabbanan svar like Reb Yitzchok, like Reb Yitzchok. The Yomer Reb Yitzchok, the Pesach says, Ma yisoinen odom chai, govar al chatov. Now why should a man complain that if he has his chatoyim? What are we dashing? Even at a time when a person feels bad, still Yitzroim is Gabrielov, still the Yitzhar could get upon you. So therefore, even though now this one man is going to bury somebody, still with an Issa Yichud, he can't be with two ladies, we're afraid still maybe the Yitzhar will happen. For Yabashow, what does Abishol do with this Pasik? Kik Sibahu, what is this Pasik talking about? The Misroyim Amidaisiv. Somebody that's complaining against Hashem. It's not talking about a real Einin that you have a mace. Talking about if you're a person that's complaining, you're not happy the way Hashem is treating you. For all this is what the Pasuk means to say. Why should you go to complain against Hashem? Like even if Hashem is giving you punishment, why should you complain? Were you a tzaddik? Were you misgabah? Did you hold yourself back not to do averis? In other words, like if you're getting punishment, most probably you deserve it. And really the pshat is that Dayov, Chaim Shinasatelo, like Hashem is saying, really for you it's enough that you're living. You're a person that does chatoim, you don't even deserve to live. So Dayov, it's enough that you're living, what are you complaining against Hashem for? But the Pasuk is not talking about Bishas Kfura. V'Rabbonin say, Ki Yehi Maisa, it's actually true, that really, by a Kfura, we should not be afraid of the Yetzirah. But the reason why the Rabbonin say we do not let one man go out with two ladies, to the Beis HaKvaris, Ki Yehu Maisa, there was once a case, Tehi Isasa, Tevi Uvda, V'yafikte, that there was once a case where they did live with her. And Rashi says the case was, Rashi says, you have to be afraid, maybe there's no aninus. V'yaisen atzman, kilu naisa tinik meis, V'yaisen li'avera, that maybe the men like just play a game here, and they make believe they're carrying out somebody to bury, and they let two ladies go with them, and then on the way, they'll live with them. That's why we have to be afraid, like once happened, a story like this, they took out a tinik chai, the cheskati was made to do an aveira, and they went along with her. So kids, so that's why the Rabbanan say at all times, that one man cannot go out with two ladies. Baita. Avol isha achas. But our Mishnah says, one lady is allowed to be with two men. And there's no issa yichud. And we said, because in front of two men, one man would be embarrassed to live with in front of the other man. So therefore, there's no issa yichud, one lady with two men. But Omer Rav Yudam Arav, Loishon Uela B'Ksherim, there's only talking about if the two men are Ksherim. We'll soon see who calls kosher. People that don't think about Znus. Abba the Prutzin, but people that would think about living with the ladies, or think about Znus, Afilu Be'asaranami, even with 10 men, you can't be. Even one lady can't be with 10 men. Sometimes a shalom, when they're working, even at work, even though there's 10 men in the room, Mustam Zagoyim, they're not chashuva people, they're all Mustam Prutzim. So even with 10 men, one lady is not allowed to be with. And have a ma'isa, once happened the case, for Yotziu Asar B'mito, that 10 men took out one lady, and they live with her. So you see, if the men uproots him, then there's no gedarma. A lady cannot be with even 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 men. Omer Rabbi Yezir says, Teda, bring your proof. The mechabri be'asara v'gan v'keshura. If you have 10 men that go to steal together, they steal a big beam, that they need 10 people to help them steal it. They're not embarrassed one of another. In other words, if he's porous, if he's used to stealing, they don't think anything's wrong with it. So me'luadin, if these people uproots him, they have to do with aroyas. They think about these things, so it doesn't help 2 men. Then 2 men won't be embarrassed. Both of them will live with her. So even if you have 10, 100 men, still there'll be a nisa yichud. Morris says now, Neima Masala, I'll bring you a proof. Neima Masaila, I'll bring you a proof to this. It says, Moisru loi shnei tamid chachamim, that when a man finds his wife to be a soita, so he has to take her up to the Kohen in Yerushalayim. So on the way up to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, we send along 2 Talmidei Chachamim to be a Shoima there. Why? Because Shema Yovir Le'Baderech. We're afraid maybe the husband will live with his wife, and she's also to him. So the Diyak is Talmidei Chachamim in Shebi Amalai. You're only allowed to send a Talmid Chacham, but a normal person can't be there, because there'll still be a Nisa Yichud, even with a normal person. So you see, the Prutzim don't help. Someone else says, no, maybe there is no proof. I'll tell you, Shani Talmud Chach, Talmud Chachamim, the Yad,